Journalists attending the European Investment Bank's annual media briefing in Brussels heard that the EU agency continues to pump hundreds of billions of euro into various projects. Another EU agency, the European Commission, had asked the bank to invest in Iran as part of efforts to save the JCPOA nuclear deal.
Is there any chance the EIB will get involved in those efforts?
Werner Hoyer told me the bank cannot because of its close links to the US dollar. Donald Trump's sanctions regime against Iran won't allow it, he explained.
The European Union, whose position I can perfectly understand on the Iran deal, will need to come up with a more creative solution.
Apparently, that more creative solution is the Special Purpose Vehicle, SPV, which is designed to bypass the US dollar in order to facilitate trade with Iran. We have been told yet again that this EU initiative will be up and running very soon.
The moment there will be something to announce, this will be done. The efforts are led by the member states in coordination with the EU.
Last year, Trump illegally withdrew the US from the 2015 landmark nuclear agreement, which is officially known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA. The European Investment Bank says it would operate in the Islamic Republic if the conditions allowed it.
It means that, for example, the sanction policy has to be then different, and all the international agreements, you know, that we have to also adhere to, all that has to be sorted out before we can go and be active.
Tehran has warned time is running out to save the agreement. Otherwise, Iran will be the next party to withdraw. Political commentators and lawyers say because the JCPOA is underpinned by a UN resolution and Iran's full compliance with its terms has been verified no less than 13 times by the International Atomic Energy Agency, there is an obligation on the EU and indeed the international community to ensure Trump fails in his bid to destroy the accord. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, Brussels.